Ever caught yourself mid-career wondering if you've been playing by rules that no longer exist? Maybe you've invested years climbing a ladder only to discover it's leaning against the wrong wall, or worse, that the wall itself has crumbled. Here's the uncomfortable truth. The promise of lifetime employment died decades ago, and clinging to outdated career strategies is like clutching a life preserver with holes in it. The transformation happened gradually, then suddenly. Before 1840, corporations as we know them didn't exist. The post-World War II era introduced the company man, stay loyal, get security. But the 1980s shattered this social contract when Wall Street's obsession with quarterly profits made workers expendable. Globalization and technology accelerated the shift. By 2007, we entered the age of the reinventor, where adaptability became the only real job security. Today's volatile economy doesn't reward loyalty to dying industries. It rewards those who can pivot, evolve, and reinvent themselves repeatedly. The Depression-era workers who dreamed of stable pensions couldn't imagine the freedom you now have, the power to craft work around your life rather than squeezing life around your work. This isn't just opportunity, it's survival. Bruce Irving was valedictorian, yet he never burned with career ambition. After college, he drifted through jobs before landing at PBS's This Old House, eventually becoming executive producer. When downsized after 17 years, he didn't scramble for another TV gig. Instead, he transformed his renovation expertise into something entirely new. He became a renovation consultant, essentially inventing a profession. What made Bruce's transition work? He started with a vision for his life, not a job title. Your career is a delivery device for the life you want to lead. To be genuinely happy, your work must serve your life, not consume it. Most career misery stems from conflict between your desired lifestyle and what your job actually delivers. Begin by asking what you value beyond work. Be ruthlessly specific about the lifestyle you're building, where you live, who surrounds you, what activities bring you joy. Once you have a clear image of your desired life, work backward to discover careers that will deliver it. This requires clearing away myths, those fear-based beliefs about what's realistic, and fantasies that sound glamorous until you understand the reality. Career reinvention demands flexibility and brutal honesty with yourself. The science shows that as you practice tolerating discomfort, new behaviors move from your energy-intensive prefrontal cortex to your basal ganglia, where habits live, making the unfamiliar become automatic. Perhaps the deepest obstacle is needing permission from parents, partners, peers. You must give yourself permission on three levels: to want it, to have it when it arrives, and to be it once you've transformed. Christina Garza grew up in a noisy Houston barrio, learning to tune out chaos and listen to her body. Chemical engineering at Shell Oil left her lethargic, but journalism energized her, a clear signal she'd found her path. She became a senior reporter and weekend anchor for Fox. After visiting Paris, she felt physically pulled toward the city. When her station offered contract renewal, her body took over. She declined and moved to Paris, later returning to Houston for a media relations job offering the balanced life she craved. Your body is your most reliable guide. While we trust intellect, the mind can lie. The body never does. We make instinctual decisions constantly, hiring someone who feels right, joining projects that sound interesting. Many careers appeal intellectually, causing minds to override what bodies know. Your brain pitches impressive-sounding careers that don't fit you. When reinventing your career, tune into your body's signals. Positive indicators: relaxation, increased energy, spontaneous smiling, easier breathing, peace. Negative responses: headaches, upset stomach, chest tightness, tensed shoulders, interrupted sleep. Your body cannot pretend to like something it hates. Your brain easily can. Record daily decisions, noting intellect versus gut instinct, to reveal patterns about what genuinely resonates. Jeffrey Rudell was born in rural Michigan, where his father planned for him to manage a gas station. When his family rejected him for being gay, his mother pronounced him dead and burned his possessions. Convinced he wasn't good enough for school, he waited tables for years. After working as a fixer for diplomats and socialites, he interviewed with an investment bank. A partner told him he wasn't corporate material, but should work for himself. After 9/11 hurt his business, he confronted his excuses about lacking education, money, and supportive parents. Through coaching, he stopped making excuses and embraced his talents as a paper artist, creating extraordinary three-dimensional art. "My skills didn't change," he says. "I just started doing it instead of talking about it." Progress begins when you stop making excuses. People create excuses to avoid the pain of change. Reinvention feels like leaping off a cliff. Psychologist Barry Schlenker identifies three types: denying personal obligation, it's not my job; denying control, it's out of my hands; and denying understanding, I don't know enough. The real obstacle is your assumption that you cannot proceed. Excuses are manifestations of fear, signaling you're venturing beyond your comfort zone. You can't eliminate fear, it's a biochemical survival mechanism. The key is managing fears, distinguishing between functional fears, keeping you from traffic, and false fears, keeping you from opportunity. To reduce fears, find supportive people. Recall past successes despite fear. Identify the core value being threatened, seek role models who've overcome similar fears, and ultimately, feel the fear and do it anyway. Alton Brown's reinvention exemplifies faith over fear. After 6 months of introspection, he and his wife Deanna chose culinary school despite family warnings. At the New England Culinary Institute, he swept floors at 2 a.m. and survived on Deanna's modest salary. After graduating in 1997, he wrote sample scripts for Good Eats and secured the Food Network deal. The once underachiever became a multifaceted success: host, commentator, author, knife designer, and speaker. The road less traveled forces creative thinking. Successful reinventors distinguish between calculable risks, known odds, like a 20% job chance, and true ambiguity, unknowable outcomes, like entering a new field. Crucially, ambiguity is risk neutral. The odds could be better than the familiar path. Like Odysseus's sailors facing the sirens, reinventors must resist uninvited committee members: the mom, warning of disasters; the dad, insisting you haven't learned enough; the child, cycling between resistance and fear; and the underminer, cataloging rejections. Create an explore list by asking what seems most interesting, what you've always wanted to do, what you do without money concerns, and what childhood dreams you had. Then ask, how can I make these work? Not, can I? Pick one primary target plus a backup and get moving. To thrive as a reinventor, want your goal more than your excuses. Reggie Maybane grew up desperately poor in North Memphis, learning survival skills that shaped his unpredictable career. After excelling academically at Exeter's summer program, he rose from the Air Force Academy to FedEx COO over 23 years. When laid off, he landed at the CDC as chief management officer, where his logistics expertise and leadership skills perfectly converged. One major reinvention myth: you must start from zero. In reality, your skills are portable tools that travel with you. Reinvention isn't starting over, it's systematically analyzing your existing skill set and repurposing it creatively. However, clinging to your old professional identity creates cognitive dissonance. Relinquishing that identity, though painful, should be your first step. A critical mistake is confusing job functions with skills. People list job functions, drafting contracts, rather than identifying underlying skills, creating despair because functions seem non-transferable. The key insight: while job functions are industry-specific, skills are global and portable. A lawyer's contract drafting demonstrates research, analysis, and communication skills. Successful reinventors view themselves as a constellation of transferable skills rather than job-specific functions. Reinvention typically relies on similar experiences and transferable skills. Jeanette Mitchell leveraged relationships across Wisconsin Telephone and her community to transition from a 30-year corporate career at 52 to the Helen Vader Foundation, then launched a leadership center at Cardinal Stritch University. You can't reinvent your career alone. Most people willingly share expertise when asked. As Norm Brodsky's father said, "You don't ask, you don't get." Your Reinvention Board is a hand-picked group of advisors who brainstorm, facilitate development, connect you with key people, and provide impartial feedback. Seek these key members. The Master Connector links you to people and insider information. The Clued-In Colleague understands your professional strengths and weaknesses. Warm and Fuzzy lifts your spirits during difficult moments. The Drill Sergeant delivers necessary kicks when you're stuck. The Native knows your new field's players, trends, and culture. Be selective. Exclude spouses, too personally invested, parents, too opinionated, frenemies, secretly competitive, and unhappy people. Your Reinvention Board operates on reciprocity. You must offer help to others in return. Marianne He's journey from a predetermined medical path in Malaysia to Atlantic Wine and Spirits illustrates a crucial truth. It takes the time that it takes. Expected to follow her doctor father and nurse mother into medicine, she discovered business clicked for her at the University of Florida. After 8 years at Shareholder Communications on Wall Street, she sought reinvention, not for upward mobility, but for balance and emotional connection. Reinvention takes longer than most anticipate. People arrive with unrealistic, reinvented-by dates, becoming frustrated when deadlines pass. While you control preparations, skill development, and networking, critical factors remain beyond your control. When people respond, when meetings happen, life interruptions, economic conditions, and when opportunity actually arrives. Opportunity follows its own timeline. A company might love you but lack budget for months, or a CEO's need emerges just as you connect. While waiting, develop skills, pursue training, and build connections. As Epictetus said, people are disturbed not by things, but by the views which they take of them. You can believe good things take time, or it's taking too much time. One soothes, the other causes pain. Combat unrealistic expectations by testing for magical thinking, creating a control list separating what you can and cannot influence, keeping Plan B simmering, and redirecting focus to enjoying the journey. Career reinvention builds momentum like compound interest. Small investments yield substantial returns, but you cannot rush the process. Terry Williams built a powerhouse PR agency by projecting confidence while authentically connecting with people. The shy hospital social worker befriended Miles Davis, who told her she was meant for greater things. Without formal business training or capital, she launched her agency representing Eddie Murphy, Janet Jackson, and P. Diddy. After battling depression and a business collapse, she found new purpose as a mental health advocate when her Essence magazine essay generated over 10,000 responses. True confidence emerges from an inner knowing that you have something valuable to offer. It can't be faked. Research confirms happiness matters in job searches, with unhappy students receiving fewer follow-up interviews. To build genuine confidence, concentrate on your natural talents, do the emotional work to heal from past mistakes, acknowledge your successes by keeping a daily success list, and surround yourself with supportive people. Your language reveals your true convictions. Words like will, am, and committed communicate confidence, while hope, try, and maybe signal ambivalence. People want to join winning teams, so your belief becomes self-fulfilling. Many confuse pessimism with realism, but reinvention requires believing before seeing evidence. When standing at the border of your new world, don't overthink it. Just speak it. Just claim it. Just say yes. Remember, you have two careers, your paying job and your ongoing self-development. Stay alert to trends. Make happiness a habit, as positivity fuels creativity. Let go of what no longer works and take only your most cherished things into your future. The journey isn't about reaching an idyllic state, but creating a genuinely fulfilling life that truly belongs to you.